Lift Him Up, April 10. Compare Scripture with Scripture. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. We are so thankful that we have a sure word of prophecy, so that none of us need be deceived. We know that there are heresies and fables in our world at the present time, and we want to know what is truth. It becomes us to search carefully for ourselves that we may gain this knowledge. We cannot do this with a mere reading of the Scriptures, but we must compare Scripture with Scripture. We must search the Scriptures for ourselves so that we shall not be led astray. And while many may be led astray because there are all kinds of doctrines in our world, there is one truth. Many may come to you and tell you that they have the truth, but it is your privilege to search the Scriptures for yourself. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. We must be acquainted with the Scriptures ourselves, that we may understand the true reason of the hope that is within us. The Apostle tells us that we are to give to every man that asks us a reason of the hope that is within us, with meekness and fear. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. It is not enough to merely read, but the word of God must enter into our hearts and our understanding, in order that we may be established in the blessed truth. If we should neglect to search the Scriptures for ourselves, that we may know what is truth, then if we are led astray, we are accountable for it. We must search the Scriptures carefully, so that we will know every condition that the Lord has given us. And if we have minds of limited capacity, by diligently searching the Word of God, we may become mighty in the Scriptures, and may explain them to others. If you are established in the Scriptures, you will feel the responsibility and will search the Scriptures for yourselves, so that you may be a help to others. Now, the small churches, although they are but few, may be a power for the truth. Everyone should feel that a solemn responsibility rests upon him to build up his little church in the most holy faith. The very fact that there are only a few should cause every individual member to seek most earnestly for a living connection with God, because the giving of the truth to those around you depends upon the influences that you exert. Christ has said, "Ye are the light of the world." Therefore, you must put forth every effort to let that light shine. The only way for you to know that you have the true light from heaven is to compare the light you have received with the Scriptures. The word was given to Joshua, "Be strong and of a good courage, for there is a great work before you."